morning.
Yeah, hi sir. Very good morning. This is John Williams. How are you doing?
And my code is?
Yeah, your security code is 885500. Thank you for asking. Okay, now could you please go ahead and be in front of a computer? As I told you, I need to do some security checkup.
Okay, there was a Microsoft update came in on my computer.
Uh-huh, and what you have done with that?
It just automatically installs.
Okay, all right. This morning or last night?
It was last night. I used Tableau Kilauea Volcano and the Bureau of Meteorology rain radar.
Mm-hmm.
There was no rain around.
Okay, so the update is done?
Yep.
Okay, that's great. Go ahead and switch it on, please.
Yes, I've got it on. It should start at 9 o'clock.
Okay, all right. Just wait, please. Are you there, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, this morning, 9 o'clock, when you switch on your computer, what you have done? You have updated the, software, Microsoft, and apart from that, what you have done?
Oh, that was it. I switched it off.
Sorry?
Oh, sorry, I just did nothing. Once
you did nothing?
I just walked away.
Like, did you open your email or bank account, anything like that?
No.
Okay, all right. Okay, just wait.
Oh, I deleted emails last night, going through, and got rid of good guys and bullies, and there's a whole heap of them come through automatically every day.
Okay, all right.
There were no personal ones.
Okay, no issue, sir. And I have a good news for you, sir. You remember yesterday I told you that Harsha Vardhan Maisa account is no more active, correct?
Good, yep.
He blocked his account, but we got assured he is working in Bank of Queensland. Why we got assured of this? Because we have found that another Bank of Queensland account is active into your account, okay? But this time he is using a name of, let me check. David John Law, okay? But the same bank, Bank of Queensland. So that means, the bank employee, okay, who is working for the hacker, all right? He has a tie-up, he has a touch with your account holder who is working in ANZ, okay? The hacker, we have thought there is only one hacker there who is working in the bank for the hacker, but actually the rest of the two hackers, we caught the three hackers, but the rest of the two hackers are outside, okay? One is ANZ employee and the other one is Bank of Queensland employee, okay?
Okay.
Got it? Okay.
Yep.
All right. So grab a fresh piece of paper. I'm going to give you his information. Write it down, please.
I don't really want to do it another transfer.
So this is
I
the last
today
day. Yeah, today is the last day of our investigation. Everything will be sorted, okay? This is why we last night we done a very hard work in order to track the details of the arrest of these two hackers, okay? And we got it, okay? We got assured that the bank employee are working in ANZ and Bank of Queensland. So we have to catch both of them today itself, okay? And after that, the job will be get completed tomorrow. Like today, 2 o'clock, the technician is coming, okay? So for your safe, before the technician will come, okay, and we will do a checkup of your modem, we have to do this, we have to complete this, investigation by following this procedure, sir. Okay, today is the last day of our investigation.
He must have figured this out, that this money coming from my account is some sort of trap. He must have figured that out. He's not that stupid.
No, he is not, okay? Because, we have done two transactions in Harsha Vardhan Maisa account, okay? And when he checked his account, okay, there is no more money was left in there, okay? He thought that his partner already did that money. They have taken out that money. Just because of that account got empty, he blocked his account. He's not got suspicious about anything. Okay? So grab a fresh piece of paper. I'm going to give you the details first, okay? Then I will let you know what you have to do with that, okay? And what we are going to do. Alright?
Oh, God. Okay, go on.
Write down the bank name, Bank of Queensland.
Yeah.
Now write down the account holder name. The first name is David.
D-A-V-I-D.
Yeah, and the second name, the middle name is John, J-O-H-N. And the last name is Law, L-A-W, Law, okay?
Law, L-I-W.
Correct.
As the police.
Sorry?
As the police are the law.
Correct.
L-I-W.
Yeah. David John
okay.
Law, right? And below that, write down his BSB number, 124.
124.
899.
899.
Correct. And below that, write down his account number, 600.
600.
160.
160.
635.
635.
Confirm me his bank name and his name and BSB and account number, which you have written.
Yep.
Just
sorry,
read it back to me. You read it back to me. Let me check. Uh-huh.
David John Law.
Okay.
BSB 124899.
Uh-huh.
Account 600160635.
Correct. And below that, write down the amount.
Yep.
19,200. As I told you, we already transferred 20,000 into your account, and you have to pay 19,200 this time, and $800 you are getting a reward money by our government. Okay? And below that, write down the reason of payment, reference of payment.
Yep.
Now, last time, what reference you gave, you remember?
It was house renovation.
And suppose if...
House sorry. Thing, yeah.
Okay, house renovation. Okay, suppose right now, like today, if you will give the reason I'm purchasing a car from him.
Okay,
it will,
you know
it
what
will
sort
work?
Of car it is? Pardon?
So, it will work or
what?
Not?
What sort of car?
So you can tell a better. You can know, you will know better which car you was like you want to buy. You told me that I will buy a car.
Okay.
Or you want to give the same reason that this is the final payment of the renovation, it has got completed. What do you want to give?
Stick with the car.
If they will ask you about the car, you know everything about the car?
Yeah. Oh, four-wheel drive patrol.
Okay, all right. So just to give them the reason I'm purchasing a car, okay? And below that, write down his address. I'm giving it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, write down the address, which is... let me check. Yeah.
3030.
No, not 3030. Just only 3030. Okay.
30, yeah.
Lemon, L-E-M-O-N, Lemon Street.
Yep.
Runcorn, R-U-N-C-O-R-N, Runcorn.
Yep.
Queensland.
Yep.
4113. Confirm
okay,
me the address.
Lemon Street, Runcorn, Queensland 4113.
Correct. Now listen to me very carefully what you have to do. Physically, you have to go to the bank and you need to go to the cash counter and tell them I want to do a telegraphic transfer. Okay? Make sure it would be telegraphic transfer. You know how to deal with them. Just give them the details, name, bank name, account number, BSB number. And if they will ask you the reason, tell them I am purchasing a car from him. Okay?
Yep.
And let me check. Hold on. Yeah, hold on. Let me check. All right, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, you just tell them I am purchasing a car from him, okay? And if they will ask you, do you know this man, David John Law? Tell them, yeah, he is my good friend, and I am purchasing a car from him, okay? He
okay,
is
do
my
you know
very
where Runcorn good. Is?
Sorry?
Where is Runcorn?
Sir, I don't know actually about this address. I got it from my offices, so that I have passed to you. You know that, where is Runcorn is?
No, I don't.
Okay, but if they will do a query like about his address, tell them that right now he is in my house, okay? He is living with me from last week, okay? He is still in my house, all right?
Okay.
He came to meet me, all right? And just say anything, he came to meet me, all right?
Okay.
And he is in my house. I know him from a long time, like 10 years or 15 years. I used to work with him, and we are very good friends, okay, like this. I met him, and I know him physically like this, okay? If the bank will ask you how you got his banking details, just tell them face to face. Right now, he is in my house, and he gave it to me face to face, all right?
Okay.
And if they will ask you, did you check all the paper of the car? Tell them, yeah, I have. The car is in my garage right now, and he is in my house, so I have just checked everything. Okay.
Okay.
No, hold on. So what you will tell the bank about the payment? Just confirm me.
I'm buying an old patrol.
And do you know David John?
Yep, he's currently in my house, drove the car up, so...
How do you know him?
Oh, he's just an old friend.
Okay, just tell them he is very old friend of mine, very good friend, okay?
Okay.
And how you got his banking details?
He gave them to me, you know, he's in the house, so he gave them to me.
Okay, all right. So in which branch you are going, just tell me please.
Port Douglas.
Which is 15 minutes away, right?
30 minutes, actually. You've got to drive through Mossman at 60 kilometers an hour.
Okay, all right, okay. Okay, just wait. Okay, I have just checked, okay, 20,000, it is already transferred into your Access Advantage account. You don't have to move any money from anywhere, okay? You just need to simply go and make a payment of 19,200 from your ANZ Access Advantage account, okay?
Okay.
Because it is already in there, into your Access Advantage account. Not you don't have to make payment from your savers account or cash investment account. No, you have to make a payment directly from your Access Advantage account, which
account
is your main
I can't
account.
Do it from anyway.
Sorry?
That is the only account I can use.
All right. Okay.
There's only about $800 in my other account.
No, 800. Actually, it is showing you. A fake statement, all right? In your online savers account, you have 40,000, but it is showing you just only 800, which just to divert the mind of the hacker and the bank employee. Everything will be sorted today when the technician will arrive. Then for permanent, I am going to deactivate the fake statement for permanently, and you can see your balance.
When will you do that?
Today, sir, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I told you, okay?
Okay.
But before that, right now, you need to go to the branch and do this payment of 19,200. It would be telegraphic transfer. Make sure they will charge you $28 or $32, all right, for the transaction fee. Make sure it would be telegraphic transfer, and do it very confidently. They will try to divert your mind. They will try to scare you, but don't get scared. Okay?
Okay.
They will ask you that it is a legitimate payment or not. If it is a scam, you might lose your money, but don't get scared all this. Okay?
Okay.
All right? So what I'm going to do, you need to carry your debit card with you, your driver's license, and your mobile phone, and this piece of paper in which you have written down the information. Okay?
Okay, I've just got to copy that again because it's all it's on the writing on that page now.
Okay, grab a fresh piece of paper, copy down, okay? Then I will recheck it, okay?
Okay.
Write it down, I'm on the line.
Just a minute. Okay, David John Law.
Okay.
BLQ.
Mhm.
DSB 124899.
Okay.
600160635.
All right.
19,200.
Okay.
Old Missing Patrol.
And his address?
They won't ask that, but I'll remember it.
You can write it down, okay, in a piece of paper, all right? But if they will ask you, you can answer them. Confirm me the address.
30 Lemon Street, Runcorn, Queensland, 4113.
Correct. Just tell them he is my friend and I am making this payment to him. I know him from a long time, 15 years or...
they won't ask any of that.
Okay, and if they will ask you, did you check the car? Tell them, yeah, he is also in my house right now and he also, the car is also in my house.
I'll check to make sure he owns it.
Yeah, okay. So, carry a mobile phone with you, your driver's license, your debit card and this piece of paper in which you have written down the information, okay?
Okay.
And by the way, you finished your breakfast?
Yes.
Okay. So carry your mobile phone with you because you don't have network right now in your mobile. So when you out, I will call you. So after 10 minutes, can I call you in your mobile?
Yeah. Make it about 15 minutes.
Okay. How much time it will take you to reach outside the bank?
Half an hour. 30 minutes.
30 minutes. Okay. After 15 minutes, I'm going to call you back. When I will call you, stop the car in the corner of the road, okay, and answer my call. All right? Then start driving after talking to me, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Leave your computer as it is. Bye. Take care. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.